Today on the Mike O'Mara Show.
I'm the only adult that gets told what to do.
I simply asked a question this morning.
I don't know, but there was a tone to it.
No, there was not.
Yeah, there was a tone.
There might be a tone right now.
You have a little bit of a tone now. Yeah. I'm a friend, not a foe.
Believe me. I simply asked the question, did you take Frankie out too?
And of course he didn't. Why are you whispering?
Why don't you use the tone that you used with me in the kitchen this morning?
Because I'm trying to be nice.
Cheeseburger in paradise, Mike.
Cheeseburger in paradise. Now, gonna go downtown, gonna make a lot of money because my songs are so stupid.
That is so dead on. I didn't know you did Jimmy Buffett.
When I grew up, we had a miniature poodle. You know, I don't know what this says about me, but I would be upstairs in my parents' bedroom, and Louis Napoleon, the miniature poodle, would hump me. And I thought it was hysterically funny.
How long did it take you to train him to do that?
All that and more. The Mike O'Mara Show starts now. Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Today's episode of The Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by our bonus packages. Please go to MikeO'MaraShow.com and click on the bonus banner. You'll get access to all of our bonus content, and even better, you'll be helping out TMOS. So please, quit sucking, and we thank you.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store, and around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Well, I tip my hand before the show, but as I've discussed, we're doing some new element work for the Mike O'Mara Show, and I didn't find a lot when I was doing some of my deep dives with music, but I did find a new ringtone for my wife, which I'm pretty excited about. So that'll be the theme of the early part of the show today, but I think this is really special. So would you like to hear it?
Yeah.
Sure. All right, so whenever Carla calls me, I'll hear this.
Love it.
Nice. It's just enough of a jarring effect that you know something's going to happen, but it's not annoying.
Well, you know what it is? It's like, I'm here and I'm ready to party, but let's party now. It's got an urgency to it.
Yeah, if you're not ready to party, there's a problem.
This is great Irish whiskey. Man, that's fantastic. I'm so glad they serve this now. You had a great shot on the green the other day. That was good. Hold on, my wife's calling.
Were you inspired by the level of house music and, I guess, the pace of the music she listens to, which has been your entire life?
No, this was simply the loudest, most annoying thing I could ever imagine putting on my telephone. It's great. What an extra day we're having out here. Man, I tell you, there's nothing like these boys' trips, I'll tell you. Hold on a second. My wife's calling me.
He's lining up the putt. He's lining up the putt. If he nails this 3-foot putt, he breaks the course.
I also have new alarms. Got new alarms.
You do?
Because we our alarms are old. We have the old submarine alarm, you know? Yeah. And I think we have the new.
What's your go-to?
Well, the classic car alarm, you know?
That's horrible.
Oh, I didn't know you were running with that. Oof. To wake up.
And I want that. Here we go. Another one. I got another one for you here.
It's
like being in Oscar's Neighborhood.
You know, it's just stuff that I've said, well, I've never had that.
Because of my neighborhood. There's always something going crazy.
And then there's the other white noise, which is, let's storm the Capitol.
Yeah, he is white.
This is true.
And noisy.
But there's nothing really quite like my new alarm. I'll just have to figure out how to get it on my phone. My wife's calling.
I love that.
That is
and
so great.
How many times does she call a week?
That's the thing. Okay. She doesn't. Really, if I had that, if I was to play that out on the golf course, I'd be in a lot of, you know, it's like, he's standing over his putt. This appears to be about a 2-footer for the club champion. And I think this is going to break right to left. And this is for all the marbles. And now O'Mara with the putt.
And Carla's call would be, did you make the putt?
No. You definitely get a letter from the club.
Yes. No, Carla really doesn't bother me on the phone ever, really, to speak of. It's just
Is she a texter? More of a texter?
She's No, she's a caller more than a text.
Does she avoid you?
No, she does not avoid me, but she will call, and it won't be a nagging call. It will be a call about, or leading up to the election, it was really often about world events is what it was about. So that's it.
There's an insurrection. I'll see you. Look, we got 7 holes left. I'll see you after.
Oddly enough, that was the were you there? She was the first person to call me and tell me they're storming the Capitol. I remember saying, they're not storming. I immediately thought she was exaggerating.
See if they can hold them off until after the back nine. Yeah, just hold them back immediately, for a little bit.
And I was defeated this morning, so she was top of mind. When I took dog one out, and then dog two needed to be walked. She said, "Did you walk Frankie?" And I said, "No, I did not."
No.
And she had kind of almost an accusatory tone, where I think when you are in a marital relationship, there are duties that one person does and another person does. Sure. I'll give you one that we share.
Okay.
Dishes in the sink. She does it sometimes. I do it sometimes. Oh, I hear. Are you here? Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Oh, hi,
Carla. No. Your hand got caught in the cookie jar.
Would you like to get a microphone?
Oh, hold on.
This is marital counseling.
A microphone?
Yeah. Love it.
In her Jackie O sunglasses.
I don't know where your microphone is. It's around here.
I think my headphones are broken.
Oscar, you know those headphones have been horrible for 3 years.
Yeah, they have been. They're cockeyed.
They're not the sticky ones, are they?
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Oh, there you are, Carla.
Headphones on?
I love it.
Hold on.
Yeah, go ahead and put your headphones on since this might be
I love it when you
business.
Make time
since you're
for the
here,
show.
I really thought she was working. I know she was working out, but I didn't know.
At least we can get her side of the story.
Soon.
Yeah, can you usually get your side of the story.
Well, when she gets her headphones on, are you going to play her in with her new ringtone?
Would you like to hear your new ringtone?
Oh, I heard it. I was listening while I was watching.
Good morning. Good afternoon.
Nice.
So, Mike, what's the problem?
I don't have a problem. I'm just saying, am I the only adult who gets told what to do in his own house? And I am. I'm the only adult that gets told what to do.
I simply asked a question this morning.
But there was a tone to it.
No, there was not.
Yeah, there was a tone.
There might be a tone right now.
You have a little bit of a tone now. Yeah. I'm a friend, not a foe.
Believe me, there wasn't a tone. Mm-hmm. Frankie had peed on our carpet this morning. So when he took Winslow out, I simply asked the question, "Oh, did you take Frankie out too?"
And of course he didn't. Why are you whispering?
Why don't you use the tone that you used with me in the kitchen this morning?
Because I'm trying to be nice.
Okay.
I'm faking it.
So my task is that.
So
that's
your job. So I asked him a question if he had taken Frankie out because I was worried about him because he peed himself. So maybe
but
he
it
had
was
to
more
poop.
Like it was more like, "Did you take Frankie out?"
No, actually,
that was
it wasn't.
Exactly the tone.
That's what you
tone
heard.
Was, the tone was, "Did you forget to take Frankie out?"
That's what
that
you
was the tone.
Heard.
That was the tone.
I find
that's what you chose to hear.
If I could just interject.
Yeah.
There are times where I find that I feel like Shannon is yelling, but she says she's not yelling. And then there are times where she says that I have a tone and I don't have a tone. I feel like I'm just speaking in, you know, my normal voice. But was there... I guess, where was the blame attached to what happened this morning? Was it on Mike or was it on Carla?
Or was it on Frankie?
With Frankie? Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, no, there was no blame. Oh my God, I just cleaned up pee. He peed
Nor
again.
Nor did I feel any.
Yeah. Oh. Okay, see, this is the problem. Let's get down
Hold
to
on,
the
someone's
raw
calling. Carla's
truth.
Calling.
The wrong. Let's get down to the real truth. You ready for it?
Yes.
Guess who was up at 4:30 this morning?
Oh, Mike?
Oh, my God. Yeah. He's tired and cranky, and he's been this way for 3 days. I've had to live with this.
Well, if he hasn't gone to bed, of course he's tired.
Yeah, did you remember to walk Mike?
Yeah, you're a cranky Yankee, Mike. If you're waking up at 4:30 or you've been up till 4:30, that's brutal.
Well, I find it a little difficult to enjoy a full night's sleep when Thumper is popping into the marital bed on and off. And then why don't you describe to them the entire configuration of the evening, how the sleep patterns went.
Okay.
First of all, we turned in at 9:00.
9:15.
Very early, which is not abnormal for us.
Well, yeah, because we get up early and we're
early.
Balls to the wall all day long, so we're tired at night.
I think that's the name of that song, isn't it? Balls to the Wall?
Yeah.
It's Woman Worldwide by Justice.
Oh, nice.
Mm. All right. So I suppose around 1 o'clock, I get a little peachy in bed, right? So yes. he jumps in bed and I'm like, okay, great. I have to pee. So I go pee and I put my pillow next to him. I'm like, I'm going to go sleep on the couch. So I'm sleeping on the couch, and then around 4:30, little Peachy is in front of my face, and I'm like, oh, you have to go back to bed, and he wants to sleep on the couch with me, so he jumps in.
He loves you.
Five minutes later, guess who comes out with his computer? This guy.
Does he want to get on the couch with you?
Hell no.
I don't know. They were out there. I'm so out of it. All I'm trying to be is quiet, because I think both of them are still sound asleep in the marital bed. I don't realize that she's on the couch. And then, you know, he...
It's it's like Escape from Alcatraz. She left that pillow there, and you thought it was her. She tricked you.
That's how closely we sleep together.
That's how much it meant to me.
Michael has always been, like, on the bed. He sleeps the furthest.
You put Johnny Knoxville in that bed,
like,
and I wouldn't know.
He's literally falling off the bed when he sleeps. That's how much room he uses. Not much, believe it or not.
I use a very small amount of bed space. I do. It's from my days, you know, when I was a prisoner.
I don't know if you can make a POW.
Oh, you know, I'm not referencing any particular conflict.
That's true. Fair enough.
Sorry about Justice. That. I'm using that now when there's a lull in the conversation.
Did you let them hear the new song?
Come on, please. No.
Keep it in your pants.
Yes, I did before the show. We're not talking about it on the show.
Carla.
Oh, geez, Louise. Show business. Sorry.
What's the problem with a man getting up and going to his pre-show couch?
Exactly.
I'm fine with that.
Okay.
But you have to understand, when he gets up at 4:30 in the morning, I was actually concerned about you guys. I was going to give you a text this morning saying,
heads up.
Watch
red out. Red alert. Shannon does that
Can
sometimes.
I tell you what I got? Can I tell you what I got, though? Because
what?
He just doesn't know how to please anymore.
Who?
Rob. Hold on. What would you estimate the amount of time was that I put towards finding that that piece of music?
3 days.
Yeah.
3 days, you know, every morning.
Oh, that's amazing. I have the exact same piece of music.
Oh, he had it all along.
Yeah.
Damn you, Rob.
And I wish that could please me, but it doesn't. It pisses me off.
See what I'm talking about?
Well, you see, what you really need to know is that means we are on the same page. We're thinking the same way. We want the same thing.
You're simpatico.
And I searched too, and I heard that, and I put it in the back of my mind. I said, you know what? I think that'll work, and I messed with it last night, and I said, yes.
Do you have anything else?
Yes.
Okay, good. Because that's what I focused on.
I only used it as a spec to put some production against. I didn't know that it was going to be. It was just it was, you know, I used it for as a placeholder. But I was delighted that the placeholder
I think it'll be good for the show. Yeah. And I think that's not next week, but following.
Yeah, because
week,
everyone
we're going to,
who
debut
doesn't
a lot of that new stuff,
who doesn't love like Glenn it. Miller.
That's right. It's wonderful music.
Carla.
Artie Shaw.
I as soon as Rob said, I've got that too, I looked at Mike's face and I looked at Rob's face and I said, well, I'm just going to let them duke it out. Mm-hmm. And then this is before the show, which wasn't a spat or anything. It was fine.
Yeah.
But Mike looked put upon even before that happened. But I don't know what his life is like.
It's been a bit of a morning day. Already, and it's
you've had a full day.
Yeah, I mean, when you start too early,
it doesn't
help that yesterday, my son begins golf lessons today at a new place down here in Florida with other kids, four or five other kids.
Wonderful. Right?
And he'd rather play with his friend Caleb down the street. And that's when I said, well, we want to warm up a little bit and take a few swings before you go down to your golf school. And that's when he said, I hate golf. So because he's seven, I'm not being a bad father when I say that I'm ignoring that.
Right.
And he's going down there, and that's just the way it's going to be. That's the way I look at it. Yeah. And you agree with me on that, right? It's the same thing with he hates piano, but
yeah,
he plays piano.
Yeah,
kids hate everything if you don't make them do stuff. I mean, they're easy to be lazy with, and but soon, you have to make them.
But I should also say that we are thrilled that moving to this new community, he has a best buddy that now they were climbing a tree and putting like wood, wedging it up into the tree and kind of having an
hammering
impromptu.
Nails.
Were they hammering nails?
Yeah.
I asked him and he said they weren't. God almighty. What, box cutter and nails? Is this other kid getting any supervision down there or what?
I don't know.
Is the other kid Bob Vila? I mean, what are they doing?
They can't nail that stuff to a tree in a common area in the community. They can't do that.
As I walked by this morning, I made sure everything was put back, and it was.
Did you tell Michael about the...
I told him not to be hammering and nailing.
This is just adding to the...
It's tough being a dad.
I feel so bad for you.
A parent.
Why? Because you're an older father. It must be tough.
Oh, that's an asshole thing to say to me.
Well, there's that.
Meow.
So nasty. Mm. I'm a great father.
You are a great father. I never said that.
She knows how to get you. I love it. I love it.
She does. She does.
Mike, let me ask.
And she
Carla
coached
this.
It so nicely too. It was like it must be hard.
Right.
Could there be a carpenter future? Somebody that's really good with their hands and understands what tools are all about. That's good when you're young.
My kid?
Yeah.
Sure, that's fine.
Yeah.
As long as he's happy.
The thing that he nailed to the tree, Oscar, was a sign that said, I hate golf. That's the problem.
That's what hurt my feelings. Yeah. I'm sorry. You know, I'm trying.
How did he say it? Did he say it like in a whiny way or like to your face, affirmative?
So we need to go over and hit some balls before you play with it. I hate golf. Whiny way.
Okay. Yeah, but then he's a kid.
Yeah, he's a kid.
You know what?
You're making him go.
Pee on the carpet. He's a dog. He pees.
Oh, well, I can
but you know,
that.
If he's running back and forth between his bed and your bed and the guy, he's probably cranky too. It might not be genuine. That might not be a genuine hatred.
He's a little cranky, but we had a fine drop off at school.
Look, everybody
and then the
needs
on-time machine
sleep.
Made my day, as she does every day. And I know people think I overstate it, but I don't overstate it.
Linda, the bus driver,
best driver in the history of drivers. Absolutely on-time machine all the time. Fantastic lady. And I just like it. I like it because the other one was such an F-up, the last driver. I think it's special. What did you need me for anything else?
No.
Okay. Is there anything
I love
like?
The show.
Do you want to give a free plug to your products?
Oh, yes, guys. There's the big package and the little package. Mm.
Nice.
And there's a la carte, too, so you don't have to buy the big or the little. You can buy,
What's
separate
the
item.
Name?
Huh?
It's called
DermGlowSkin.com.
Oh, yeah.
Big package, phone little number. Package.
Don't you know?
I mean, come on.
I'm really trying to help.
It's DermGlowSkin.com. Check out my website. I would love to help you with your skincare.
Yay!
Absolutely passionate about it.
Button on the site. Yeah, button on the website.
Thank you.
Oh, yes. Thank you.
MikeAmerishow.com.
Thank you very much. It must be hard, Carla, being a younger and a esthetician.
So hard.
There she goes.
Okay, bye.
Thank you for the heads up.
No, I didn't want to play it twice.
Quite the show.
Jesus. Apple Music.
Can you mute my...
Yeah, I'll mute your microphone.
Thanks.
Yeah,
gladly.
Board skills.
Thank you very
fantastic.
Much. We were talking about computers yesterday.
Yeah.
Yes.
I downloaded a new program yesterday. I will tell you what it is. It is the latest of Apple. It's called Mac OS Big Sur.
We've all updated here in D.C. At least.
Seems to be. You have Big Sur on your computer?
Yes, they push it to your device and say, would you like to update?
Well, I mean, I think it's something that appeared to be have some new gadgets
viable.
With it. And
yeah.
Some,
was it a
very,
lengthy
very
update?
Nice. Yes, it was.
Yeah, it takes a while.
It was quite a lengthy
if you
update.
Ever, if you ever get an email or a text to update your Netscape, Mike, do not click on that link.
I don't use Netscape anymore.
Just saying.
Is Netscape even in business?
Buyer beware. I don't think they are, but buyer beware.
What Apple wants you to do is use Safari as a browser.
Yeah, I don't care for it.
No.
Don't like it.
But
if
don't
I want
they?
A Safari, I'll go
don't
to Africa.
They always try to hawk Safari on
sure.
you? Is that what they try to do?
I'm a Google guy.
Don't let Carla freak you out here. I'm in a perfectly fine
state
of mind.
I'm not freaked out.
No. Mm-mm.
As long as you're happy, Mike, we're happy.
Yeah. I don't get happy.
That's
because
true.
That's against
that's
my philosophy. Yeah. That's the way it is. But everything's going fine. And, everything's going to be okay. And listen, life is good. Life is good. I love my wife. I love my son. I love one of my dogs. I love both of my dogs. I love Frankie too. But I hate the fact that animals go inside the house and they are untrained.
Right.
And unless we're going to put the time and effort or money into training an animal, this is the way our life is going to be. So that's
where did
that.
Frankie pee? Was it carpet or tile?
Frankie peed on Carla's side. Winslow had pooped the other day on my side.
Okay.
And these dogs are routinely walked. Yeah. They are walked, and Winslow is crated at night. So I'm talking about a gate that we had between the bedroom and the living room that was open that much. And in probably less than 30 seconds time, before I called him, because I knew he'd gotten in the room, he had gone in there and he dropped a deuce. And then I had called him and I didn't know that he'd dropped the deuce because my little olfactories weren't working overtime. And that was that. But it does wear on you occasionally.
Sure.
As a pet owner, that these dumb creatures are not housebroken.
I gave away a cat once, Mike. I understand.
Mm-hmm. A man was bragging to me the other day. A friend down here was talking about his Boston Terrier, who he said you could leave a piece of food that dogs like a cheeseburger, right on the table, and the dog would look at it because he knew not to eat anything. He was that well trained, and he would wait at the door until the owner had gone outside, and he would not tug on his leash. He would not poop in the house. And I know it's out there. Yes. I just think that I am a believer that if you're going to train an animal, you need to put the time in.
You do.
And even if you get somebody to train the dog, you know, these people that farm their dogs out to a trainer for 2 weeks, and then you get the dog back, I think you still have to follow up training, or they'll
forget. Train them. Or you're right. It's an everyday.
You have to reinforce it. Yeah.
You're raising a child. You can raise a pet.
Yeah. Right. Well, no, his consistency is fabulous. Every night. My son is in bed no later than 7:30 at night. Every night he brushes his teeth. Every night he goes pee before he goes to bed. And he runs out in the yard where he can dig.
He's a good ass.
I don't know what I'm doing right now.
We had similar troubles when we were training Robert. He would poop on Carrie's side of the bed. But he's better now.
By the way, I think I look like Dracula today.
In what way?
That's just my impression. The lighting that I have, it's like, let me turn that down.
Mike, would you ever consider, you know those invisible fences you can put in a yard?
Yeah, I don't have a yard like that. I don't have a yard.
Your bedroom.
I don't have a yard.
Oh.
In the bedroom?
Yeah.
There is a mat that either Carla bought or was sent to us that you can put down, but it's a mat that's about this square.
Yeah.
And a dog could easily go around it,
yeah.
But this was to prevent him from running outside. This dog needs to be trained, and the time has to be put in. It's just a question of when I'm going to do it.
That outside chip is really hard. That is. I mean, Linus is a fairly well-trained dog. He won Leave It Stay in his class. He was very good at that. But if he sees the opportunity to bolt and parade around the neighborhood, he's going to take it. And we don't know how to beat that.
Dog's not trained either.
No,
You know, I mean, it's like
Santa's had a little shock collar for a while, and he's pretty good.
Yeah, but he's not totally trained. Most dogs aren't. Most dogs, people don't, in this day and age, people don't have the time. I remember Mr. Kelly, who lived next door to me in Glastonbury, Connecticut. Mr. Kelly had here's a clever name for a dog, Joe. Joe, his Springer Spaniel,
like that,
was amazingly trained.
Right.
And by the way, I think my neighbor also had his kids eat dinner on a timer. Or they got in trouble. They had to clean their plates, and it's very complicated. I'll get off.
My mom has a lab mix named Lulu, and she is so well trained. My mom spends a lot of time with her. She's actually trained Lulu to bark at different volumes. She does quiet bark and loud bark.
Now that's worth having your mom come in.
It's a great trick.
Studio.
I would like that.
That's worth seeing bark at different volumes.
Yeah, because Lou will go woof, and then you go shh, and do this with your fingers, and she will pop up, pop up, pop up.
That's two levels or three?
Well, just three. And then, but also sometimes if there's treats involved, Lulu gets excited and will sometimes just bark too loud. But when you catch her calmly and you can get her to quiet bark, it's one of the most satisfying
tricks. You know what you
should
do? Go over to your mom's house. Does your mom have any kind of stereo or speakers for a TV or anything?
Sure.
For Lulu, go over and play this. should give that a try sometime. But getting back to our next door neighbor, he was a smoker,
Mr. Kelly.
As my dad was, as my mom growing up, lots of cigarettes being smoked. Back in the day, before it was widespread that they kill you, it just was starting back then. He would have Joe, the Springer Spaniel, take its paws and smack the cigarette when he'd throw it on the ground. He'd put the cigarette out.
That's awesome.
Really?
Yeah, that was awesome. We loved the show. It was just like, hey, Joe,
Wow.
Joe, put that out. pretty cool, right?
I actually like to see that today.
Dad, we had a standard poodle when my sister was a baby. I wasn't around for this standard poodle. He had the standard poodle get on its hind legs and wheel the baby carriage with my sister.
Oh, cool.
Walking down the street.
Smart dogs.
At my dog trained.
Wow.
You know, it was a simple... It was a simpler time.
But then
men had more time, I guess, to spend with their pets, with their dogs.
And then when Kathy grew up and was out of the baby carriage, she would put out your dad's cigarettes.
No. When I grew up, we had a miniature poodle, and I told the story that he got dog napped at one point.
Mm-hmm.
But I used to, I don't know what this says about me, but I would be upstairs in my parents' bedroom, and Louis Napoleon, the miniature poodle, would hump me. Uh-huh. And I thought it was hysterically funny.
How long
I'm sorry,
did
I thought
it
was hysterically
you
funny.
To train him to do that.
I would get in trouble. Don't do that. Don't do that. Louis, I thought I still do. By the way, Winslow does a little bit on my leg.
Right.
But Winslow doesn't know where to grab or anything. Yeah. So Winslow will come up and just be like.
And then he'll hump the air.
All over the place.
Yeah,
and,
it's like my first 5 years of marriage.
You just don't know where to grab.
No, no, you don't. You don't.
But no, but that's, I remember that's what Louis would do. And I would say, Louis, and I'd call him because I know he'd mount me.
It's affectionate.
And I thought it was hysterically funny. I didn't even know what it meant.
But also,
I didn't know that
a
it was
poodle?
Sexual.
Also, a poodle?
Yeah, miniature poodle. We had a standard poodle. Then we had a mini poodle named Louis Napoleon.
One of my friends in high school had must have been a poodle, a miniature poodle. It was a little guy. A little guy. His name was Chester. And he would hump anything that walked in. We'd call him to his family and his face our friends, Chester the Molester.
Of course.
Because you'd just be sitting there watching TV with everybody, just hanging out like in high school. And he'd be humping one person. Then he'd go hump another person. He'd just go around the room.
It's the way the French are.
Boys, long-term listeners of the Don and Mike Show and the Mike O'Mara Show, specifically the Mike O'Mara Show, will know the story of Billy Bouchard. Do you remember that name, Rob?
I do.
Know the story?
He was a youth that you spent some time with, and he also had a pet.
He had a dog, and he took that whole dog being all worked up sexually thing to another level.
Mm. Yeah.
And, like peanut butter level?
I can't
level?
Tell the story.
No.
The story would not be the story would not be appropriate for broadcast. Suffice to say that the comment, I will give you the comment that Billy's mother said to him. Billy, actually the sister said,
wasn't it? Yeah.
Billy, mom told you she doesn't want you to do that in the house.
Mm-hmm.
Which bet it was okay to do in the back.
Obviously, they struck some sort of agreement. You know, Oscar, the phrase "man's best friend."
Yes,
it goes both ways.
John Saglio, by the way, who I saw, I think, at my 40th reunion.
Yeah,
I think that story came up again. It was a story that, and I'm talking from when we were middle schoolers. That's how long that story has endured. We still laughed about.
Was Billy at the reunion?
I don't think Billy was. I'm not sure Billy is still around. I'm not sure.
I'm sorry.
I don't know. You know, when you get to be my age, you got to check.
Yeah,
you got to check. But John was. John was there. Looked good. Looked loud, just like he did in high school.
Still alive.
I mentioned, in passing, and he immediately knew what I was talking about because it was such an amazing story. We weren't traumatized. We were injected with laughter.
Yeah.
That's what it was.
And of course,
and by the way, John witnessed the story.
Oh, so he was the source of it. Yeah.
John told me the story, and then I just latched onto it, thinking it's one of the goddamn funniest things that I've ever heard.
And
in
of course, Oscar, the Bouchard dog, long since dead.
Oh.
Yeah.
But happy life, though.
Very happy.
Well, let
life,
me just say that, and I'm sorry I can't give you more detail for new listeners of the show. Let me just say that Billy Bouchard was the master of that dog.
Oh, wow.
Okay. Very true. Oscar just got it. There you go. You got it.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
I shall pass through this world but once. Any good, therefore, that I can do, or any kindness that I can show to any human being, let me do it now. Let me not defer or neglect it, for I shall not pass this way again.
What? Knockers.
Oh,
you, Doctor.
Oh, that's all right. There we are.
I am Frau Blücher.
Steady!
How do you do? I am Dr. Frankenstein. This is my assistant, Inga. May I present Frau Blücher? I wonder what's got into them.
Your rooms have been prepared, Herr Doctor. If you will follow me.
Igor, would you bring the bags as soon as you're finished, please?
Yes, Master.
After you, Frau Blücher.
The eminent Dr. Thorndike. It's a great day here at the Institute for the very, very nervous. Oh, allow me to introduce Nurse Diesel, my right-hand man, woman.
Dr. Thorndike, how do you do? Charlotte Diesel, I have left a complete medical file of everyone in the Institute here in your room. I'm sure you'll want to rest a bit and freshen up before you meet the rest of the staff. Dinner is served promptly at 8 in the private dining room. Those who are tardy do not get fruit cup. Excuse me.
Well, Dr. Thorndike, may I say...
Charles!
Goodbye.
This is Wade Byard, the Public Information Officer for Loudoun County Public Schools. The Mike O'Mara Show has decided to start now. Please make all necessary arrangements to listen. This is the Mike O'Mara Show with Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, and Oscar Santana. And now, without further delay, here's Mike O'Mara.
There are great actors that can do comedy, and then there are truly funny people who are great actors. Cloris Leachman, the latter, and the we'll have her by her obit in a sec. She passed at 90-something. Yeah. But she will be missed. And
good run.
Man, oh man, hysterically funny. Thank God she was discovered by Mel Brooks, and he put her in some of his movies. Because she was Fadney from Washington, D.C. This is the Mike O'Mara Show, a daily radio show and podcast with a loyal legion of listeners who are part of our family, who listen every day in every corner of the world. This is TMOS, heard in great places like Herkimer, New York, Elgin, Illinois, New London, Connecticut, Hot Springs, Virginia, Norway, Maine, and Managua, Nicaragua. Yes, siree. Home of the pineapple.
Yes.
I believe down there. And who's dead, I believe. He's dead, too.
Yes.
Yeah. So,
dead.
There was an old Karnak joke. The answer was Managua. And it was when he opened the envelope. He says, how do you say my wife is gone when your tongue is on fire?
Managua. Managua. Hold on, I'm getting everything confused.
You never heard that one, Oscar?
No, I'm going to let my mom know about that guy.
That's a good one.
Just doing things a little differently
here.
Managua.
This portion of the program is brought to you by Truff.
Ah, yes.
I sincerely believe that there is no food that wouldn't improve with the addition of Truff hot sauce. Truff, that's T-R-U-F-F. The F-F is in Flippin' Fantastic, is a luxury hot sauce that makes every meal 5 stars. I've had it on eggs, fish, chicken, barbecue, you name it. I haven't tried it on Twinkies yet, but it's not out of the question. It's a clinker!
I saw someone post on Facebook that it has absolutely elevated their avocado toast. They say you put Truff on avocados, it's out of this world.
I have not done that, Doctor.
Yes, try this, Doctor.
It's wonderful. Truff is crafted with a signature blend of red chili, black truffle, organic agave nectar, and savory spices. Try the Truff flagship hot sauce. That's the one I was showing you. They also have the Truff hotter hot sauce. And for those who can never get enough heat, you'll love that. And you can treat yourself to the premium white truffle hot sauce. White Truff hot sauce. Perfect heat blended. The taste of the luxurious and fragrant white truffle. Included in that one. See for yourself why Truff is the biggest hot sauce on Instagram and TikTok. And right now, get 10% off site-wide, plus free shipping when you use promo code TMOS at Truff.com. That's 10% off, plus free shipping on everything, including the white Truff, Truff VIP box and the wonderful Truff variety pack. Just shop at Truff.com. That's T-R-U-F-F. Remember, the FF is in fineflavor.com and use promo code TMOS. Welcome to the show. I have determined that after the 4 years of divisiveness, I will only bring politics into this show when it is a particularly important thing to me.
Like a call to action?
I feel like it's not a call to action. I'm not telling anybody to do anything.
Oh, okay.
I'm just telling you, I want to know.
Because sometimes that doesn't go so well, Oscar.
No, calls to action don't really work that well.
Use the code TMOS.
That's right.
There is a lady in Georgia, a congresswoman, a brand new representative. Her name is Marjorie Taylor Greene.
Mm-hmm.
And she is a conspiracy theorist. And she's making quite a name for herself on the Hill for all the wrong reasons. And I knew about that. I saw her get up and talk about that the election was stolen. And there are plenty of Congress people that did that and senators that did that. And I understand that. And people are afraid of, incurring the wrath of our former president, Donald Trump. But I didn't even give two shakes to that.
Okay.
What I didn't realize until this video was posted that Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene was someone who at one particular point harassed a victim of the Parkland shooting massacre down here in Florida. And that is something that I just don't get.
Yeah.
I know you might love guns, and that's big part of her platform, the Second Amendment, but this is a kid who was at the school when his classmates were murdered, and I think that when I saw this video, I said, I want my listeners to know who we're dealing with here. If you hear this lady's name, Marjorie Taylor Greene, this is just very, very frustrating. And this is a clip of her berating Parkland shooting survivor David Hogue, who was at this time lobbying for gun legislation on the Hill after his classmates had been murdered. So this is her outside one of the office buildings on the Hill or outside the Capitol. It looks like the Capitol area. And she is following him down the street. Let's give it a listen, shall we? Here, listen to this lady right here.
Yeah. David, why are you supporting the red flag laws? If Scott Peterson, the resource officer at Parkland, had done his job, then Nicholas Cruz wouldn't have killed anybody in your high school, or at least protected them. Why are you supporting red flag gun laws that attack our Second Amendment rights?
She is following him. He is ignoring her. So she is chasing him down the street as he's just trying. Now, this, by the way, this ain't a lobbyist. He might be lobbying for a cause. This is a kid.
Right.
I believe he was a teenager at the time, and his fellow students had just been gunned down in Parkland, and she's out on the street.
And why are you using kids to get to, as a barrier?
Why are you using kids as a barrier? You mean the kids, his classmates that were murdered in cold blood? It goes on. I got to play the whole thing.
Do you not know how to defend your stance? Look, I'm an American citizen. I'm a gun owner. I have a concealed carry permit. I carry a gun for protection for myself. And you are using your lobby and the money behind it and the kids to try to take away my Second Amendment rights.
Using the kids. You mean his classmates that were murdered?
Woo.
Wow. Yeah.
I saw this. I couldn't.
You don't have anything to say for yourself? You can't defend your stance? How did you get over 30 appointments with senators? How'd you do that?
Maybe Marjorie, the senators, wanted to talk to him because he was a victim of a massacre. You incredibly insane person.
How did you get major press coverage on this issue? And how did you get kids? Why do you use kids?
Why do you use kids?
She keeps going back to that, and it doesn't make sense.
Think for a second about the depravity of this.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't get, this supersedes politics and your love of guns. But man, and he is not saying a word. He is walking fast, obviously trying to put some distance between.
Like, leave me alone, Karen.
Yeah.
Why kids? You know, if school zones were protected with security guards with guns, there would be no mass shootings at schools. Do you know that? The best way to stop a bad guy with a gun is with a good guy with a gun. But yet you're attacking our Second Amendment. And you have nothing to say. No words. So I'm walking. He's got nothing to say. Sad.
You know what's sad?
This team will help get at the latest, at the last.
Thank you.
It's sad that she doesn't realize two things. One, that she's on the wrong side of this issue. It's not about the guns. And then that she just couldn't afford a windscreen or didn't care to put one on.
Looked to be a very, very windy day.
Yeah.
That she was out there.
She needs a different kind of silencer, Oscar.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
A sound silencer.
It was stunning to me.
That is almost jaw-droppingly stunning. You can't answer to it.
But aren't the bulk of these wackadoos like this, Mike?
Don't this they stand for this? Who got elected to the United
States
Congress?
That's the problem.
I get it. I think we saw a lot of that, like you said, a few weeks ago.
It's nuts. I love that he doesn't respond to her, but it's so just horrible that she's chasing him down. Chasing him down. Let the kid alone. Come on. Please.
No, but I mean, it defies anything, any standard of decency where is there
what
any
response would have
there?
Gotten anything? No response. Even if he was like, look, lady, I'm just doing this for Model UN and or whatever his answer was going to be.
Right.
She would twist it into, oh, he doesn't care about the subject. You would see he's just using kids
Why
or whatever it may
kids?
Be. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Is your, is the issue so important? Have you been so incredibly tainted? David Hoke posted something about this lady obviously wasn't loved. I don't get inside of people's heads and know what motivates them to do that.
Mm-hmm.
But it's just amazing that your passion for your firearms and for your Second Amendment is so all-encompassing that you check any empathy at the door for a person that is the victim in this particular situation. You can argue our gun rights all day long in the proper forum, but to chase a kid down the street that's been the victim. By the way, you can harass people when they're elected officials and they're in an airport and you saw it happen to Lindsey Graham.
Right.
It's still not very cool, and it's still kind of ridiculous that people scream at other people. It takes an awful lot of brass to do that. But a kid who's a victim of a shooting, I think that's where you got to draw the line. And she's also somebody who's said that the mass shooting that we had in Las Vegas, one of our favorite towns, of 60 people murdered at a country concert, was staged by the gun lobby. That's one of the conspiracy theories that we have there. So it's just kind of crazy. But good discussion.
And Mike, we're on your side. There's no counter. I would. We're going to say, guns are pretty good, and she might have a point.
No,
I can't fight that.
I know a lot of people that love guns. I'm just talking about when you deal with that. It's, just kind of, I just wanted to share that. So we'll take a break, and we'll come back with more on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Hello, America. Bernie Sanders here. We've had quite a month. A new president, a new direction for America, and I am the hottest thing on the internet since Grumpy Cat. The world is smitten with my mittens. I am what is known as a meme. Such a mitzvah. But I will not be distracted. I will do everything I can to help our new president by standing by him, helping him with legislation, and telling him where to find the best prune Danish in D.C. Not too sweet, a bit crispy, yet soft, maybe warm, and not too big. It's not a meal, it's a Danish. Oi! So wear your mask, stay warm, and feel the burn. If you need me, I'm still sitting outside the Capitol with those cute mittens. Call me. We'll talk.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Harry's. How would you like the best shave at the best price? Yes, please.
Yes, please.
New customers can redeem a Harry's trial set for just $3 when you go to harrys.com/TMOS. Harry's is a return to the essential quality craftsmanship at a fair price. You see, Harry's team combined a simple ergonomic design with five sharp blades, and they work.
Oh, my God.
It's wonderful. They source their steel from Sweden, manufacture their blades in their world-class factory in Germany. They cut out the middleman and ship directly to you, saving you money and a trip to the store. Harry stands behind the quality of their blades so much that they have a 100% money-back guarantee. If you don't love your shave, let them know it, and they'll give you a full refund. Harry's has a special offer for our listeners. New customers can get a Harry's starter set for just $3 at harrys.com/TMOS. You'll get a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, foaming shave gel with aloe, and a travel cover, all for just $3. Get everything you need for a close, comfortable shave. Go to harrys.com/TMOS to claim your offer. That's harrys.com/TMOS. Yeah, I read about people like that, and then when you see the video of it, what scares me is I believe that even with one team in office right now, and everybody's talking about how things have kind of gotten back to normal, there are a hell of a lot of people out there in America that are pissed off. And I will tell you something, if you're asking me to compromise or reason with an individual who would do that to a child, I am terrified by that. Because if you're willing to do that, you are bat-ass crazy.
Yeah.
And it stuns me that, you know, there is an entire district of people that gladly high-fived each other and sent that woman to Congress in Georgia. What part of Georgia? I have no idea. But it is terrifying to me if you get people like that with any in any quantity. And I'm sure that the people that, you know, the other 70 million in our country probably feel the same way about AOC. But at the same time, you know, we have to have some standards of civil behavior. And it's scary.
It's going to take effort and continued vigilance to get to somewhere where you're talking about, Mike, some sort of normalcy. To say,
will we ever
we're
get
almost
it?
There?
Well, I don't. Will we ever get? Work. I think we can get better, but you know, it's scary enough that someone with zero empathy like that walks the earth at all. But the fact that they're walking the halls of Congress is horrifying because they're representing that's the viewpoint they're representing in the highest law in the land. That's not okay. And so it needs. I'm glad you played the tape. I'm glad you're calling.
Well, what do you
out.
Mean not okay? So what do you do about being not okay?
Well, no. What I'm saying.
You come out and say that. And by the way, not okay is soft language. That is despicable, disgusting. Well, foul that she would do this to a kid.
I'll tell you
what
you can do.
Is, yeah. And also to get online and to say that when 60 people are murdered because you like your fucking guns, you're going to get up there and say that, they made it. It could be. She doesn't say it. She says, but what if?
Oh, okay. That's
what if
she
this was
that,
done? Yeah. Well, and by the way, that's what conspiracy theorists do. Well, what if that? You ask the question, and by its very nature, you do that. That doesn't worry me nearly as much as the idea if you are pulling that reality and you're letting. I don't know where that comes from, and it's and what scares me is people that are that unmoored to facts. What could they do? What could be done? It would be, I worry about a bounce back.
Well, it's ignorance.
Democrats are in power. It scares me where we are. I guess my point I'm trying to make, the big point of all of this, even playing that video, is that I feel as though this is not a time where you breathe easy. This is a time where
double down.
By the way, you're not alone. Kamala, Joe, all your smart folks that, you know, getting the adults back in the room and everything. You have 2 years to hit it out of the park. I'm sorry. Those are the chips you were dealt. You have 2 years to show the American people that you have to deal with it. And if we don't, you just watch what happens because there are people out there right now, a tremendous amount of people that voted for Donald Trump and don't believe that we are being ruled by the legitimately elected president. And so the only way I believe that that's going to be fixed is by hitting it out of the park. And I don't think that's any guarantee based on previous administrations in the same party.
But when you see a conspiracy theorist rise through the ranks, I have to think it's based on ignorance of the voting of the electorate. Because for someone to truly believe that, they can't know all the facts. They can't be digesting what's really going on. They can't be believing in science. They can't. This stuff has to be presented to them. And somehow, that's what we need to do. That's what we need to do. We need to somehow dispel the ignorance of the electorate. And if it's a matter of showing them and re-pointing out, maybe there's people in her district that don't know she's a nut job. Maybe they don't know that.
They did that. It's called that. They'll say fake news.
I know, but
they'll say fake news. They're not going to, the people that voted for her are not going to believe anything that is presented from a normal, perspective.
They're going to want to hear what they hear. Like, we come in here all the time, we tell the world that Pony's asexual, right?
Mm-hmm.
And it's
we
just,
hope.
We just, like, and they're like, nah, he's like,
my
he's got to
have water
a preference,
over them,
right? But like, no, yeah. He's asexual. I'm telling you.
Yeah, but there's no spot on his driver's license.
I'm not even talking about like a political zealot like me, mm-hmm. who everybody wants to label that big fat liberal. I'm talking about people that are middle of the road, mm-hmm. average schmoes. I've been thinking a lot about history and the slapping down Adolf Hitler and then having him rear his ugly head once again, because now it's pretty much a foregone conclusion that even though there was incitement to a riot on Capitol Hill, nothing really is going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
And I just think that that type of thing emboldens people. I believe that. Nothing can change that. The Republicans that are on the Hill that are not going to vote to convict Donald Trump, he will be able to run for office again. He will.
Of course.
That's what I remember. You heard it or ear first. He will, by the way. He will. 4 years is a very short period of time. And he will be back. He will be back, and he will be back potentially stronger. There's only one way we do it. There's only one way you do it is hopefully that the people that are in charge now do a better job of just making life better.
Yep.
And the first way you do that, you can talk all day long about the impeachment. Who gives a rat's ass? They're going to vote anyway, not to convict him. So at this point, I'm a pragmatist. And I go, okay, then F it. Then move on with your agenda and try to get that done. A lot of people saying that's the wrong thing to do. If we don't do that, we'll show. Doesn't matter what you show people like that. Doesn't matter to them at all. Laws don't matter. It's weird. I know I'm venting here, but I
no look. I don't know if you have an outlet in Florida around your mates and your friends to talk about this. So this is, if we're going to do this here, I'd rather do this here,
right?
Where mm-hmm. you have like a sympathetic ear, but also somewhat educated to understand like what's happening. I look, I'm hopeful, and we work with a handful of political teams, in our other life, where we work with their teams in the manner of producing their podcasts, but also we are privy to really understand that they're moving. Like the election's not over, and it's not like, hey, let's take a month off. It's back to work right after the election.
Mm-hmm.
So, top of mind, the Lincoln Project, they're back to work,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
back to work. And yeah, you should take some, hopefully, but I'm hoping that gives you a little solace to understand that, like, maybe you're not hearing enough down there, but I'm hearing it up here where people are still on edge and saying, politically at least, we have to get this right because the midterms are in 2 years and then 4 years is going to blow by. What's going to happen?
Exactly.
Yeah.
And I know you talk about that district in Georgia that you can't tell them what they don't want to hear, but you have to have at least a hope there would be a way to re-energize the opposition in that district to at least inform them and to keep yelling the fact that this woman is crazy and you need to get out and vote. And that might be a way to defeat her, because maybe it's not so much that she has a strong, majority
following,
down there.
Yeah.
Yeah. But she's certainly got the loudest majority, the loudest electorate down there. But you got to energize the opposition. You got to let them know what's going on and that it's not safe and it's not okay.
And offer a viable candidate.
Exactly.
Right? From a party perspective.
Exactly.
Scary.
Yeah.
It's scary though. You're right. Just keep an eye on people like that. That's why I share it with you. So
and
be
Pony.
Aware of that. Just remember that name, Marjorie Taylor Greene.
Yes.
Sounds like she ought to be on Little House on the Prairie. No offense to people that like Little House on the Prairie. Starring Marjorie Taylor Greene as Ma Kettle.
And Pony Boy at MikeOMaraShow.com, men and women.
Yes, right. Very good. Very exciting. We'll take a break and come back with more fun right here on the Mike O'Mara Show, everybody.
I think it's all because of
my daddy.
I am the only daddy you got. I am the damn paterfamilias. Daddy.
My supervisory capacity sometimes is a little diminished due to my advanced age. I've decided to exploit my son. Daddy. He knows his daddy. Dad, you might be able to get 10% off your beer. Just imagine you could drink 10% more. Daddy. Because they're seven and they're boys, they can get into stuff. Sitting in the garage, mm-hmm. playing with a box cutter. I'm Mike O'Mara. I'm Father of the Year.
The Mike O'Mara Bonus Show is an extra hour of uncensored TMOS every week. Get a bonus show subscription and never miss any of the fatherly wisdom or advice from Mike O'Mara, Father of the Year.
Daddy wasn't there.
How long before I get that letter from the community that says, your son was nailing a board to a tree?
Building a treehouse.
It was a treehouse for everybody.
Yeah, treehouses are for your own property, not the community park.
I think it's a lovely gesture, really.
You know what? I don't think it'll happen because I think the people down here are tolerant. Anyway, welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Going to the post office is probably not how you want to spend your time. That's why I recommend mailing and shipping online at Stamps.com. Stamps.com allows you to mail and ship anytime, anywhere, right from your computer. You can send letters, ship packages, and pay a lot less with discounted rates from USPS, UPS, and more. With Stamps.com, you get discounts up to 40% off post office rates and up to 62% off UPS and more. With Stamps.com, you get discounts that are fantastic. It's no wonder nearly 1 million small businesses already use Stamps.com, just like us.
Yes.
Stop wasting time going to the post office and go to Stamps.com instead. There's no risk. And with the promo code TMOS, you get a special offer that includes a 4-week trial, plus free postage and a digital scale, and no long-term commitments or contracts. Just go to Stamps.com, click on the microphone at the top of the homepage, and type in TMOS. That's Stamps.com, promo code TMOS, Stamps.com. Never go to the post office again. Every now and then, there is just something that sticks in my craw. Thank you for indulging me on that. You know, just like I have issues like that. Rob has issues with Jimmy Buffett building a swimming pool in Times Square.
Well,
that's the stuff you care about. That's what you care about. That.
Well, you know, we share. Now, I know that this is probably in the grand scheme not as important as having someone who wants to have everyone have a gun in Congress, but we do share a hatred for Jimmy Buffett, you have to admit.
I think hate is a strong word. I know that when I lived in Northern Virginia and I had to drive past the outdoor venue where he did his concerts
yes.
to get home in the evening, and I was off the air at 7 p.m.,
yes.
that the parrot heads with their Hawaiian shirts and their goofy crazy hats,
straw hats,
hanging out the cars, I would have to endure 10 times my normal traffic when they're all going. And then when I bought a bar,
yes.
that happened to be the parrot head bar that I inherited, these parrot heads who would come in and around that Buffett concert and act like they own the joint, and they were dicks.
Of course they're dicks.
And here's what they did. This is what I didn't like. They liked the serious business of being goofy crazy.
Yep, uh-huh. And they have a lot of
really
money.
They weren't really goofy crazy. They were just, they used to come in and take over the bar.
Yeah.
And they all liked their own people, and they were a cancer. Sorry, that's the way I look at it.
That's fine. But it's, you know, Jimmy Buffett has, maybe 6 or 8 hit records that all sound alike. And because of this, he has a very successful restaurant chain. He sold a lot of blenders.
I'm going to make a little money, going to go down, put on my flip-flops. I'm going to have a burger and a margarita. Hey, I'm Jimmy Buffett.
Cheeseburger in paradise, Mike.
Cheeseburger in paradise. Now, and if I'm going to go downtown, going to make a lot of money because my songs are so stupid.
That is so dead on. That is so dead on. I didn't know you did Jimmy Buffett.
I don't have the hate you guys have.
Again, a middle-aged man. A middle-aged man trying to feel like a kid.
No.
Hey, the songs are so repetitive and boring. Yeah.
Now, I know that he has the blender company, and I know he has, like, in a lot of airports.
He has a blender? Oh, yeah, because he makes
margaritas.
He's
got a margarita machine.
Yeah, and I know that he has, like, in a lot of airports, he has the Cheeseburger in Paradise restaurants. I didn't realize he has 22 resort properties that he owns.
They're building one down here in Fort Myers on Fort Myers Beach. I think that's going to be a Margaritaville.
Hey, come on. I got commercial property that I'm going to develop for you. I'm going to buy it real cheap in a downturn economy. Overcharge you for the rooms today.
Overcharge.
I'm going to overcharge you for your family of four. I'm going to really, because I'm a dirty little whore. My name's Jimmy Buffett. There I go.
So I didn't realize, and I love that the article points this out, Jimmy Buffett's second attempt to take on the Big Apple follows his ill-fated Broadway musical that ran for 6 months.
Son of a whore.
Oh, God.
So what happened?
Come on down with your flip-flops on. I'll charge you $40 for a hamburger day. I'm a Jimmy Buffett. Ho, ho, yes, sir. I got a nice resort in the boat.
So on the far edge of Times Square, he is building a 32-story tower with a pool on top. It's called the Super Spreader Tower. No, it's not. It's called Margaritaville.
Did you say 32 stories?
32 like he's stories. Yes.
Tower.
Mm-hmm.
That's a tower. That is a tower.
Here are the stats.
That's going to be all Buffett?
The 32-story tower called Margaritaville.
Well, has some commercial real estate, too. Other people are tenants.
Designed by Stonehill Taylor, is 375 feet tall with 234 guest rooms and 4,861 square feet of retail space. It's expected to cost $300 million to build and is slated to open in late spring, pandemic be damned. So the next time you listen to a Shaker of Salt and Onion Slice or whatever song you're listening to, Jimmy Buffett, know that.
Come Monday, I'm going to see with my accountants. Come Monday, I'm gonna add up my money 32 times in Times Square.
That's a lot of bucks. That's billions of dollars.
That's a lot of money. So if you don't hate him yet, get ready to hate him now, because he's getting ready to make you sick. Not from burgers.
How old is Jimmy Buffett now?
Oh, gosh, I don't know. He's got to be...
He's 74.
That's a good.
Young.
Okay. Yes. Well, he's got all the money. He's got all the money.
I was born on Christmas Day, 1946. Now I'm making money. How about a Christmas log for $750?
I just thought about this because, as I would say, the last 3 months we've had these like huge rock stars sell a half or all of their music catalogs up till now to these publishing hedge funds, and you've got Shakira that sold, Bob Dylan sold his discography for hundreds of millions of dollars.
Members of Fleetwood Mac have cashed out too for a lot of money.
Why don't we get drunk on a $17 mojito?
But I feel like Bob Dylan, for the I guess the annoying business side, if you want to call it that, he would probably be one to do this, right?
Right.
How come he hasn't sold out his catalog and cashed in on this?
You mean Bob Dylan?
I'm sorry, Jimmy Buffett.
Bob Dylan doesn't have the personality for it. Although they have that. Almost a similar kind of vocal character.
Yeah, Bob Dylan sold his catalog.
More like this. Yes, sirree. Everybody must get stoned.
I think the reason that Buffett hasn't sold his catalog is because the money's not in the catalog. The money's in the brand. I don't think anyone cares for his music. And Mike, here's one last little thing I want to bring up before we go is that because of a standing contract with the previous owner of the property, Margaritaville is going to have a synagogue in it.
There you go.
Now, because of that,
why don't we get drunk and read the Torah?
You can't have a cheeseburger because you can't mix meat and dairy. So it just has to be a hamburger in paradise.
Hamburger in paradise. Don't put any ground pork in that hamburger.
All right. We got to take a break. We'll come back.
Thank you for the songs, Mike.
News you
may not need. Thank you very much, Rob, as a palate cleanser from the right-wing congresswoman. What a strange show this is today.
Got a gun.
Got to know what I'm doing chasing a kid. Got a gun.
We'll be right back, everybody.
There's a fantastic way you can support TMOS while you do your shopping at Target and Walmart online. It's through the Shopping Center tab at MikeOMaraShow.com.
Hallelujah.
Done. You can find all sorts of great things like...
Road apples.
No.
Carolina cow pies.
Wrong.
Mule fritters.
Uh-uh.
Pony pucks.
Hey, don't bring him into this. Colonel, don't just say words. Think of the items you'd find in these stores.
Hot mustard.
Uh-huh.
Great Caesar salad.
Yes.
Suffren saddle soap.
Now we're getting somewhere. It's quick and easy. You can have the orders shipped to your door, or you can pick them up right at the store.
Hot diggity.
Okay, Colonel, is there anything else you'd like to add?
Toodaloo.
Bye.
Dismiss!
Okay, see you around.
Jackass.
That's Harry Potter.
No, Sherman Potter.
Oh, Sherman Potter. I'm yes. sorry. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Today's topic, the fall of the Roman Empire.
Mm.
Ah, fun.
Yes.
So, Oscar, what caused it?
Oh. Well, I think it was some bad water, Mike.
Also, some will tell you that the empire crumbled in 476 A.D. when... What is that word? What?
That's just his name. I don't know.
Odoacer? Well, yeah. O-D-O-A-C-E-R.
Odoacer.
Odoacer, the Germanic king of the Torkling. Clingy.
They used to call him the Big O back then.
Deposed Romulus Augustulus.
Yes.
The last Roman emperor to rule the western part of the Roman Empire.
True.
Thus began the Byzantine Empire with its capital at Constantinople, which is now called Istanbul.
Yes.
Istanbul, not Constantinople. Why they changed it, I can't say. People just liked it better that way. But I have my own theory. I feel that the real reason Rome fell was a distinct lack of podcasts.
Worth it.
Look how he's enjoying himself. I feel like he's a trained monkey.
I love it.
The Romans were so focused on building aqueducts that the whole civilization fell apart. Holes. Experts agree that just 10 additional downloads of the TMOS bonus show would have prevented the eruption of Mount Vesuvius and prevented Nero from ever learning the violin.
It's true.
Granted, Roman computers were slower back then, and the tedious downloads were powered by goats pulling huge blocks of marble. But still, can't you be patient to save a civilization? Hail Caesar!
Yes.
Hail bonus show! Hail yes! Save yourself and all of modern society by buying the TMOS bonus show. Buy it at MikeOMaraShow.com. And remember, the Roman war amassed to the crucifixion to prevent cross-contamination.
Thank you, Mike.
He's loving every single minute.
It's
that.
A history lesson and a commercial together.
Me, not so much.
News.
Boo. Oy, oy, oy. Did I tell you, you got up at 4:30 this morning?
Yes!
The legendary Cloris Leachman, Rob played a clip of her in the beginning of the show. She passed away Tuesday of natural causes. She was 94. Cloris played Phyllis Lindstrom on the Mary Tyler Moore Show in the 70s before getting a short-lived spinoff called Phyllis, although she might be best known for Mel Brooks' 1974 comedy Young Frankenstein, where she played Frau Blücher, which was just so fantastic. The very name set the horses on edge. I love that character. Although she's often remembered for her comedic work, Cloris won an Oscar for Best Supporting Actress for the 1971 drama The Last Picture Show.
Nude
scene. Also, Sybil Shepherd's debut in that movie. She also won 8 primetime Emmys and
amazing.
1 daytime Emmy. In the late 80s, she took over for Charlotte Ray on The Facts of Life. And in 2008, she became the oldest contestant in history on Dancing with the Stars at 82.
Wow.
So, safe home, Cloris. And,
great life.
Lot of celebs leaving us lately. One of those years. It seems like every other year we get a bunch of them.
Yep.
Yeah, but it's 22 this time year it's old, a pandemic, Mike. People are dying.
Well, it's not. I don't think she was.
No, she was natural causes.
Isn't the COVID natural?
Not to me. It's very unnatural.
Okay. You remember 22-year-old poet Amanda Gorman at the inauguration?
Yes.
She became a sensation. Now she's headed for the Super Bowl.
All right.
Ooh.
The NFL says Amanda will perform a new original poem during a pregame show. Her piece will be part of a tribute to 3 everyday heroes who were chosen as honorary captains. They are Tremaine Davis, an L.A. teacher who helped secure laptops and internet for his students during remote learning. Susie Dorner is a nurse at the Tampa Bay General Hospital who's been managing the COVID-19 intensive care unit.
Wow.
What a saint she is. And James Martin, a Marine veteran who has been helping families connect virtually through the Wounded Warrior Project. Commissioner Roger Goodell said, quote, Tremaine, Susie, and James have exemplified the essence of leadership, each in their own way. We are grateful for their commitment and proud to share their stories. And I look forward to seeing what Amanda writes for them. That's going to be exciting.
The NFL asked me to do a poem at the Super Bowl.
Really?
It's called Robert Kraft, Lousy Tipper. Thank you very much. If you want to get that, Rob will have it up online sometime in 2023. As she often does, Pamela Anderson made another fantastic decision over the holidays. She's getting married, and she's marrying her. She got married, and she married her bodyguard.
Nice. Well, that's smart.
The lucky fella, his name is Dan Hayhurst. They did it on Christmas Eve at Pam's home on Vancouver Island. That's pretty part of the country.
Yes.
She says, quote, "I'm exactly where I need to be, in the arms of a man who truly loves me. It was a small ceremony with no family or friends present." They're probably too embarrassed to go.
Exactly.
A member of one of Canada's indigenous tribes acted as witness.
Okay. Really?
And also sang the paddle song to signify a new journey.
Did her son show up with the golf club?
This was Pamela's sixth wedding. She was married to Tommy Lee, Kid Rock, Rick Solomon, and producer John Peters. Read their bios if you want to know the type of guy she is. She likes the bad boys.
And did you not ask her out on a date once?
Yeah, I did when we were doing a radio show.
Confirmed.
When she was back when she was the Tool Time girl, and she said no. Yeah. And who knows if she'd say yes.
You took your shot, Mike. You know? I respect that.
Yeah. I'm a bit of an a-hole. According to
but you're
the
not
National...
in the Rick Solomon League.
No, probably no. I definitely am not. No. According to the National Chicken Council, even with fewer Super Bowl parties this year, Americans are still projected to eat a record number of chicken wings during the Super Bowl, approximately 1.42 billion. This story would have been better if Jimmy's team got through to the Super Bowl, but they didn't. That's up 2%.
Jimmy.
That's up 2% from last year. And works out to an average of more than four wings for every person in the country. Thank you. The survey also found wings are the most popular Super Bowl food in 49 out of 50 states.
Really?
You had to do research for that. Who's the holdout? Maine.
Maine?
My other adopted state where the most popular Super Bowl food is lobster.
I
think lobster would be kind of a standalone thing and not, I don't care. That's it.
Can you do
that's
buffalo lobster?
You could.
Buffalo lobster. You put some wing sauce on it.
Oh, my God. Sir. Every time we were on that road trip, every restaurant, Jimmy said, "This is good, but wing sauce would make it better."
Wing sauce would make it better. Eat your Twinkie, Jimmy. Are you planning to cook your very best dish for your significant other on Valentine's Day? And is your very best dish boxed mac and cheese? Well, this could be for you.
Uh-huh.
Kraft just revealed that they've created a special Valentine's Day mac and cheese. It's pink colored. And the cheese packet has candy flavor mixed in.
Gross. Ooh.
The only way to get it is through a giveaway on their site. Oh, damn. We can't just go out and buy it. They'll be giving out 1,000 boxes, which will be delivered on February 14th. Take crushed up candy, grind it into powdered cheese, mix with tainted water, and eat. Another fabulous Valentine's Day celebration from Kraft.
You know what worries me, Mike, is that if it's pink, that means there might be artificial coloring in it.
May contain snouts.
Oh, snouts.
And now a little something. There's a 19-year-old guy. His name is Trey Brown. He's from Duluth, Georgia. And he works at the gas station at a Kroger grocery store. I guess the Krogers have gas stations
good
there.
Yeah.
Over a two-week span in December and January, he rang up a bunch of fake returns at the gas station, totaling 2 weeks, mind you.
Okay, over 2 weeks.
$980,000.
Whoa.
It seems like Trey knew the person who usually flags suspicious transactions was out on vacation.
Of course.
So he took advantage. He put the money from the returns on a bunch of credit cards and then used it to buy clothes, shoes, guns, and two cars, one of which was a Chevy Camaro that he wound up crashing. He was arrested for felony theft. And if you're like me, you might be asking the question, who returns gas? I just don't know how we pulled that off. And,
Mike,
and there are not enough payday candy bars to make that really work for him. I mean, I just don't get it. My last question would be, does he know Carrie Speedway? I'm just curious about
that. I just did the math.
he was having to return $48.61 of merchandise a minute to do that. $48 a minute.
Yeah, I got to admire his initiative. Now he's in the Big House. Man. We'll take a break. Come back with the audio vault on the Mike O'Mara Show. You come from an
undone. Hey, man, is that O'Mara Rock?
Yeah, man.
Well, turn it up, man. KTEL Records presents 16 original hits inspired by the Mike O'Mara Show in one far-out collection.
It's O'Mara Rock.
This groovy collection covers everything TMOS. There are songs about legendary P1 listeners. Jolie, Jolie.
Hit songs about the TMOS wives.
And songs about all the things TMOS listeners love. Have a sight.
You can get on the TMOS Hit Parade by becoming a TMOS Talking Head.
Send your email to Rob with two B's at MikeOmaraShow.com and include your name and phone number and explain all about your wild, wild life.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Ritual. Do you really know what's in your multivitamin? Sugars, GMOs, synthetic fillers, artificial colorants, not to mention sheep's wool. True story. Gelatin from hooves and hides. But Ritual, there it is right there. There are my Ritual vitamins.
There you go. Them.
Yummy, yummy. They're clean, vegan friendly, made with key nutrients and forms that your body can actually use with no shady extras. Ritual helps fill gaps in your diet, and their fresh tasting delayed release capsules are designed to dissolve later in less sensitive areas of the stomach so you can take them with or without food. I think that's cool.
Yeah.
We're all taking that vitamin every now and then where you're like,
Now
available for women, men, and teens, Ritual multivitamins are scientifically developed to help support different life stages. Your multivitamins are delivered to your door every month with free shipping. Ritual makes healthy habits easy. Mine are right here, and I love them. You deserve to know what's in your multivitamin. That's why Ritual is offering our listeners 10% off during your first 3 months. Visit ritual.com/TMOS to start your Ritual today. Ritual.com/TMOS. Boom, bam, enjoy. Let's open up the audio vault for today. Thursday, January 28th, 2021. Rob Spiewak.
Allow me to be the first, Mike, to wish you happy Kazoo Day. It is Kazoo Day, National Kazoo Day. And
this
I like
2001, also Zach Zabrusta.
Exactly. This is the Temple City Kazoo Orchestra from 1978 doing the theme to 2001. And remember the secret to playing a kazoo, Mike. Don't blow in it. You hum.
You hum into it.
Right.
I just want to hear the crescendo. They're not good.
No, they're horrible.
They could be good. Right?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, you know what? This is the flip side of... Remember when we had that beautiful a cappella group doing the Windows sounds that were gorgeous?
Yeah.
That's nice. This sucks.
It's soothing.
And here's the thing. You could take this... with people that hummed better.
Yeah.
And you could make it better. First of all, the register's wrong.
Yeah.
I'm just sitting there.
They're not in the right key.
I would love to hear that if it was done better. I really would. I would love to hear that. It's just like he's doing it. I'm sorry. Very
You know what? Actually, Mike, it reminded me of, I hadn't thought of this until just now. Martin Mull did an album in the 70s, and he did Dueling Tubas. Do you remember this?
No. No. It's fantastic.
I hadn't thought of this in years.
I've never heard. This is great.
Well, that's just a taste. That's from Martin Mull's album, Martin Mull and His Fabulous Furniture in Your Living Room. I think it's out of print, but it's a Dueling Tubas from Martin Mull and his orchestra. I hadn't thought of that
down memory lane.
In quite
like
some
that.
Time. All right. Bad enough. Scary to fly right now. As a matter of fact, my father wants to visit his brother, and he says, I can't do it. I can't fly. Yeah. I can't bring myself to fly. I'll probably drive because I can't bring myself to fly.
How far?
It's Miami. Oh, so it'd be a 2-day drive, but he's going to probably go down and visit Bruce. But the thing is that bad enough to fly without something like this. And of course, this is on Southwest. A lady posted this on Twitter. She wouldn't leave her seat when the plane landed, and they're trying to cajole her to leave her seat. And how does she react? Well, she just screams.
Ma'am, I'm right here. Are you going to get off the aircraft, or are you going to sit there and scream? I'm just asking. It's going to be your turn.
I got to get off of here.
Here comes the scream. Children of the Greatest Generation. Children of the Greatest Generation, right there.
Excuse me, I work here, ma'am. Well, I need to get up the aircraft, please.
That's nice.
I'm a huge believer. This, you know, you could call this my conspiracy theory.
All right.
Theory. Never fought in a war.
Right.
Never enjoyed any real sacrifice in their lives. Had it soft. Had it easy. Got away with bad behavior for their entire lives.
Yep.
Transitioned from that bad behavior as a child, probably into bad behavior in a relationship, and they get away with that crap, and they always will. You jogged my memory when you were talking about flying.
Yeah.
There's a lot of flying in a 2018 movie documentary that, if you haven't seen it, please check it out. I think it's on Netflix. It's called The Odessa File. Not The Odessa File. It's Operation Odessa.
Okay.
Operation Odessa, about a Russian mobster and his dealings with boats and planes and submarines and the cartel. And all, it's got everything. It is
I love this.
Fascinating.
Oh, it sounds great.
The go-go 80s and
Netflix.
90s. It's on Netflix.
Yeah, definitely.
Operation Odessa. I could not stop watching this. It's a quick one. It's great. It is so great.
Oh, it's getting killer ratings as well. Damn.
Oh, my God. And check out the guy. I think his name is Tony, who's the cartel operative that actually, you won't believe this guy's balls. It's truly special. So check it out.
Check it out. Operation Odessa.
Okay,
all right. We very seldom do a sequel on the Audio Vault, but we're going to close with a sequel today. You remember the 4-year-old twins playing the Be Quiet game?
Hey, girls, we're going to have a contest. Who can be quiet the longest?
Me.
Love this.
Okay, I guess.
Okay, so, two weeks later, mom posts a sequel. So let's see if they've gotten any better.
Worthy of it.
Okay, here we go.
Hey, girls, they want a part two to the quiet game. So let's see who can be quiet the longest.
I think she gets half credit.
Precious.
She gets half credit for whispering because that's
precious.
Technically quiet.
They're precious.
But
God, they are precious.
That's your magic audio vault. Get off the damn plane. Have a good Thursday.
Those poor kids are going to grow up to be plane screamers. That's the sad thing about that. We got to get out of here. We'll be back tomorrow with a brand new episode for Rob Spiewak and Oscar Santana. Mike O'Mara saying so long, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Ciao.
Before you go, please make a mental note. Today's show was made possible by the TMOS bonus packages. You can secure yours right now by going to MikeO'MaraShow.com and clicking on the red bonus banner. Buy it or give it. Either way, you're helping out TMOS, and that's a good thing. Thank you, and go in peace.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Do you know who I am? I'm Mo Green.
Hello. Good job.